Chapter 4. It was as well the botany days were so long, because every minute was needed, as engineering groups under Pete Snyder, with Dick Ahrens working as hard as anyone else, despite a sour mood as he took exception to everything and argued any alterations, checked and provisioned the ships.
"If he comes into the infirmary with a wrench-shaped wound on his head,"
Pete muttered to Thor Mayock at breakfast,
"I won't give him any painkillers when I stitch it up,"
Thor finished for him.
"You look ghastly."
"Ha, speak for yourself."
Worrell was everywhere, living up to his nickname of Worry, checking lists and trying to supply whatever he could to take back his care packages. Beth Isbell and Sally Stauffers were his shadows, discreetly double-checking since everyone was working flat out to accomplish the necessary miracles. To be sure of accuracy in the configurations, five people checked out the trajectory and time of the 30-hour orbit of the second world-circling Eocean satellite, and several windows were discovered. Bert chose the south polar ones that he felt gave both the scout ship and the KDM the longest escape shot. The first propitious window left little time, but both KDM and Baby were ready, so the crews scrambled aboard. Weary but satisfied teams cheered as they took off. Following the example that had worked with the return procedure of the first Baravi raid, they made all possible speed to the bubble, slowed, and pressed prows through at minimum thrust. The scout went first, just in case, and gave the KDM the all clear. After that, they were lost to those watching, nor could any message be sent back to reassure those on Botany. Zinell, Ray Scott, Pete Easley, and Judge Erie spent hours trying to work out from copies of Baby's records a plausible mission that would explain where Zinell and his ship had been before they returned to Catane. Zinell couldn't remember if any of the earliest of the K-class had gone missing, although that was likely enough. They were used for large crew explorations of likely planets, for mining expeditions and supply runs, but the clever damage to the hull would explain a space collision. Pete Snyder got Ahrens challenged by the need for a fault that would appear to have disabled the engine. A small part, actually, which as everyone knew were the kind that could be easily overlooked in a servicing, and yet cause considerable problems when it malfunctioned. A bogus part for the gyro was constructed, using imperfect...